From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Three of our diamond teams are still alive, two in baseball and one in softball. We're going to get to the Oklahoma Sooners in just a minute. Texas and TCU are in Super Regionals. And for the Longhorns, they'll play Stanford starting Saturday at 5 p.m. Central on ESPN2. The Longhorns and Cardinals will meet again Sunday. That game time still to be determined. The Longhorns, 41-20. They swept their way through the Coral Gables Regional with wins over Louisiana and Miami to advance to the Super Regional, playing in their 13th Super Regional. They've got a 23-8 record all-time in Super Regional play. Stanford gets there by beating San Jose State, Cal State Fullerton, and Texas A&M to win their regional, and they advance to the 4th straight Super Regional. That'll be a good one. Hey, what about TCU? This team was picked to win the Big 12. They didn't reach that during the regular season, but they have gotten hot at the right time. 9 wins in a row after sweeping their way through the Fayetteville Regional. TCU is one of 8 host sites, and the Horned Frogs will be taking on the 14th national seed Indiana State. What a great story there. And the first game of this series is Friday at 4 p.m., Game 2 set for Saturday at 5. TCU rolled through the Fayetteville Regional, beating Arizona and Arkansas twice. And I'm still amazed by Trey Richardson. His 3 home runs in a game, that came in the first win against Arkansas. The first Horned Frog to do that since Jason Coates in April of 2010. He's just the 12th Horned Frog in program history to homer 3 times in a game. His 11 RBIs are a single-game program record. That was set by Porter Brown last year against Kansas. And Braden Taylor hit his 23rd home run of the season in that first win over Arkansas, tying the program's single-season record. But let me run through their schedule. Since the Big 12 tournament, they are 6-0, 7-0, 7-0 since the Big 12 tournament. But here's their run scored: 16, 14, 6. They had an off day. And then 12. They beat Oklahoma State 12-5. Then they get to regionals: 12, 20, 12. 6 of their 7 wins, they've scored 12 or more runs. That's crazy. Crazy incredible. And then you get to the Oklahoma Sooner softball team. Extra innings against Stanford. And they walk, intentionally walk, to get to Tyari Jennings. Oh, bad news.
We're in the 9th, 2-2. Oklahoma has runners at 1st and 3rd with 2 outs. They walk Coleman to get to Jennings. Here comes the 0-2. Line drive, right center field, down for a hit. It's up the alley. The Sooners take the lead. Here comes Jada Coleman. She'll score from first. It's a 2-run double from the birthday girl. And Oklahoma has taken a 4-2 lead in the top of the 9th inning.
Chris Plank on the call, and then the Sooners finished it off in the 9th.
1-2. The pitch from Ball. Line drive, left side. Boone makes the catch. Win column, Sooners. Game over. In extra innings, the Sooners ended the season for the Stanford Cardinal and claim a spot in Wednesday's championship series.
And at 59-1, Patty Gasso's team is back at the Women's College World Series Finals, trying to make it a three-peat. And she talks about that decision of walking Jada Coleman to get to Jennings.
Coaches, all coaches pick their poison. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But Tiari has this ability to get locked in like nobody I've ever seen as well. So her swing just looked kind of easy. It looked pretty free and easy and ran right into it at the right time. So yeah, less is more on this side.
And then Jordy Ball was just phenomenal. Tough kid, pitching the final four innings, striking out six.
I think she's been delivering since she was delivered from the womb, really. she is just made just tough as nails, like that just good, down-home Midwestern kid that has a work ethic beyond anything I've seen, that has a passion and fearlessness about her, and just absolutely embraces the biggest moments you could ever imagine. When a lot of pitchers would go, no, thank you, don't call me. No, I don't know. She's like, give me the ball. Give me the ball right now. Give it to me at the start of the game. Give it to me in the middle. Give it at the end. It doesn't matter. I will be ready. And it's really inspired a lot of our players to have that kind of mentality. That's just, I think they say it very well. We're not super result-oriented. It's not, okay, if we don't win this game, we don't talk like that. We don't talk about any of those things. And it's just allowing their mentality of love for the game and each other take place without a lot of pushing and prodding from the coaching staff.
Game one Wednesday, game two Thursday. In Florida State, a very worthy opponent coming in as the number three seed. And they started off the Women's College World Series blanking Oklahoma State 8-0. They beat Washington, beat Tennessee. This is a solid team, and if there was one team I felt, even more so than Tennessee and Stanford, I really thought that this Florida State team is the dangerous one. So I think that this team, and call it, what's your beef? By Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Call it that, but watch out for Florida State. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week, and my next guest, Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Wyatt, great to have you on. I know it took a little schedule juggling for us because you've been on the road for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I have, Bill. Great to be on with you, my friend. And I guess to explain what I was doing, we were in the middle of an 18-stop, 6-day, 2-week tour of the state of Kansas in what we call the Catbacker Tour. And what we do is we take coaches and student athletes out there to various stops around the state and promote our program. And frankly, just say, you know, thanks for coming our way so many times. A lot of those people, whether you're from Scott City or Kansas City, they come to pretty much all of the home football games and as many basketball games for men and women as they can get to. And it's our way of just kind of thanking them for their great support. And we have a blast out there, Bill. It's a haul, but it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. And I'm sure, given the year that football and men's basketball had, that the excitement level and the crowd sizes had to have been different this year than maybe in the past few years or so.
Oh, yeah, you perfectly said, because the first week we went what we call on the Western swing, and we took Coach Tang, who happens to be the Naismith National Basketball Coach of the Year and a guy that won 26 games in his first season at K-State and went to the Elite Eight. So you can imagine what that was like. And then in the second week, we took Chris Kleiman, who won a Big 12 football championship last fall on the Eastern side. I've been doing this 21 years at K-State. I'll start my 22nd year in July. And it was probably as good a year turnout-wise and excitement-wise as we've had since probably 2012 when K-State won the league in football, basketball, and baseball, which is a remarkable accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, too. Yeah, that was a great year, too. So, every 10 years or so, that's not bad. But listen, I think everything is trending up, though. I think it could happen with more frequency, even though there's going to be some more teams in the Big 12, but certainly a commitment for Coach Chris Kleiman. And I know it's been a couple weeks since the announcement came out about his contract extension. But, you know, coaches usually get 3 or 4 years tacked on, but an 8-year extension, they're doing it right, and they've done it right.
Well, they have done it right, and I'm really happy for Chris. I think first and foremost, he deserves it just for the consistent work that he's done here. And I think, you know, he and Gene Taylor are friends. Everybody knows that. But they also have a good working relationship. And, you know, when Gene first hired Chris, there were questions as to whether an FCS coach could win at this level. He's clearly proven that absolutely he can. And, you know, we have really good facilities here, including a brand new indoor. So with the facilities here, with his consistency, and he even talked to Bill about the fact that all of those assistant coaches, including our two coordinators, got more money too, which really probably needed to be happening because, you know, when you win, people notice. And Colin Klein, our offensive coordinator, and our defensive coordinator, Joe Klanderman, had opportunities in this offseason to maybe go somewhere else and elected to stay here. So it is a great day to be a Wildcat, as we like to say here, just based on where the football program sits today as defending champions. And I think we'll have a really good football program moving forward and a nice team next year.
Wyatt Thompson is the voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us here on Big 12 this week. And let's talk about the upcoming season. How much more difficult is it to maintain a program or try to meet those expectations once you've won a championship, as opposed to trying to build and get to that point? Like, once you get there, there's a different set of challenges and obstacles.
Well, one of the first things that Coach Klieman said to his football team when spring drills started back in March and April, that, hey, what we did last year has been so much fun. It's been great. It's been, you know, whatever you want to say. But going into 2023, it doesn't mean anything. And I really appreciate that. I don't know that it doesn't mean anything, but I do think that you have to have a focus of, you know, we've got a lot of guys back. There are going to be expectations now, much, much more so than they were a year ago. I think people thought K-State last year was going to have a good club, but I don't think anybody saw a championship coming. I just don't. Now I think their expectations in-house is what's most important, Bill. And I, with the guys that, you know, K-State has back, I think they'll be hugely competitive and in the race. It's hard to replace a guy like Felix Anudike Uzama and a guy like Deuce Vaughn, but everybody does it and you move on. And I love the leadership of this team with Will Howard at quarterback and Daniel Green at middle linebackers, a couple of examples. Those guys have played a lot of football here and are really good players.
Yeah, and I want to talk about those two big sets of shoes to fill, and maybe before we get into the 2023 season. But just going back to April, it was such fun covering those two stories. Felix getting drafted by the Chiefs. He's a Kansas City area native, you know, spent time going up to St. Joe, Missouri, where their training camp was, and getting his picture and shaking hands with Travis Kelce and now their teammates. And then Deuce getting drafted by the Cowboys and working with his dad, who's a part of that organization.
Yeah, you know what? We were so fortunate here because we actually had four players drafted in April, and all four of them kind of went to their hometown favorite team, which I think there's a better chance of winning the lottery than that happening again. This is crazy, man. So happy for Felix to be a hometown kid and be drafted by the Chiefs. That was such a major story here for several days, and kind of still is and probably will be, you know, into his rookie season this year. Deuce, of course, you know, with his dad being in the front office and scouting department with the Cowboys, that's such a wonderful thing for him. You know, Felix was a first-round pick, and everybody knew he was going to come out early and be a guy and all of that. There were people that, you know, like when he came in here, that questioned whether Deuce would get an opportunity. And I think he has proven that he deserves one. And I think he'll take every advantage of it. We lost two really good secondary guys. Julius Brents, a corner, went to Indianapolis, which is his hometown. And then Josh Hayes, a really good safety, went to Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, in his hometown. So that was a pretty special time for K-Staters everywhere.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing up Julius and Josh, too. That's a great point. Yeah, four draft. You're right. That is kind of like the lottery. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us. So in terms of the running back position, what does offensive coordinator Colin Klein have, and does he like what was behind Deuce and what's coming in?
Well, I think he very much likes a couple of guys for sure. I would probably start with the returning player, the guy who didn't get headlines last year because of Deuce, but DJ Giddens from nearby Junction City is a big, powerful runner who has very good hands. And I think he had almost 600 yards a year ago backing up Deuce. And then they have a transfer from Florida State and Trayshawn Ward, a guy they really like. Trayshawn's probably going to look more like Deuce, maybe not quite as short, but about 5'9", and has some really good lateral quickness and speed to him. So I think in combination, that's probably how they're going to try to replace Deuce. He did so much for K-State that you can't really replace him. But I think these two guys, with Colin Klein and with Will Howard and others, you know, they'll still be a very, very productive unit, I think.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us on Big 12 This Week. When we come back, we'll talk about the offense and quarterback Will Howard on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. And I think one of the top quarterbacks in this conference, who's often overlooked, or has been overlooked this offseason, is Will Howard. Wyatt, share your thoughts here on What's Your Beef?
You know, Bill, and you know this, he was thrust into action as a very young player when he really wasn't ready, as a true freshman. I mean, four games into his freshman year, and remember, that was kind of, you know, coming off of the COVID or into the COVID thing. You know, that was a tough thing for him. But my point of bringing it up is that's been a long time ago now, and the reality is through all of this, it's made him better. It's made him tougher. He's worked so hard. And I do think he's very underrated still as a quarterback in this league. But our coaches love him for his toughness and his size and his leadership. And he's made himself a better thrower. He's worked really hard on his mechanics and those kind of things. And I'll say this. I think he's a really fine football player, and I think K-State is probably as deep at the quarterback position in terms of arm talent alone as they've been in the time I've been at K-State, frankly.
What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Wyatt, on the other side of the ball, talked about three big names that have to be replaced. Defense played really well last year. What's that side of the ball looking like?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When you lose Felix up front and you lose Eli Huggins, our nose tackle, both of those guys were high-level players. I think there has to be some concern in that area, and I get that. But I think what's probably most important to tell you here is that Khalid Duke, who has, you know, been in the program a while, will probably slide back into a defensive end position to join guys like Brendan Mott, Nate Matlack, those kind of guys that played a lot of football here. And then the big fella in the middle who was a backup last year, Uso Seumalo, I think really it's kind of his time now. And I'm anxious to see how he handles that replacing Eli Huggins. K-State is really in good shape, I think, with the linebacking core, with Daniel Green coming back. Austin Moore is a really good football player. And if you talk to the K-State coaches, the question isn't so much the defensive front as it is the secondary, because K-State lost Josh Hayes. And they lost, you know, Brent, who we talked about, and then Echo Boydo. He has signed a deal with free agent deal with the Chiefs. So there are some holes there and some work to be done there.
Wyatt Thompson is the voice of the K-State Wildcats. He joins us as we talk about the Big 12 champion, K-State Wildcats, getting ready for the 2023 season. I'm trying to I should have been prepared for this. I'm trying to pull up the schedule here. Give me a second, Wyatt. I gotta fill some time here. I want to bring up this the 2023 schedule. I should have been ready. You got Central Florida and Houston new on the schedule this year, and they replace Oklahoma and West Virginia. What do you think of the schedule as it plays out?
Well, I like the schedule, to be honest with you. Central Florida will be K-State's first opponent in league play. And clearly, you know, they're a team I think that has really solid talent. They were here a few years ago for a non-conference game, and it really was a fun game and a good game. There was some weather issues, but you know, I'm glad to have them in the league along with those other three. It'll be a little bit odd not playing West Virginia and Oklahoma, but hey, it's going to be what it's going to be. But in the non-con, we've got SEMO here and we've got Troy here, and people kind of laugh at that, but Troy won 12 games a year ago.
Yeah.
And then we go to Mizzou, and I guarantee you, you know, K-State put a pretty good whooping on them last year. Mizzou's going to remember that, buddy. They're going to be ready when the old cats come into Columbia. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll be reliving that Big 12 rivalry. Yeah, you could laugh at Troy, but I think people were laughing at Tulane last year, and that was
absolutely
that was a tough one, too. So, yeah. How did the dynamics change with the new teams coming in and then still having Oklahoma and Texas?
You know, I don't know how to answer that in some ways, just because it's going to feel different. When we go to Big 12 Media Days, as an example, in July, you know, just the fact that there will be 14 teams there instead of 10 is going to have a different feel to it. But I think I would say, kind of like what most would say covering this league, I think even with Oklahoma and Texas, you know, going through this for a final time, the league is really strong. We've got tons of good coaches and players in this league, and you know, the television contract is good. I just think everybody is excited for the future. It isn't perfect necessarily, but I love Big 12 football, and I know so many do too. When you start thinking about who could be good in the Big 12, Bill, I mean, how many teams would you possibly name? Seriously, I mean,
yeah.
Oklahoma State's going to rebound, I think. I think Tech is on their way up. Baylor, you know, they were off a little bit last year, but they're still pretty good. Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas State. I mean, you know, you just kind of keep going there, and you get pretty good football teams all the way through.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Kansas. Okay, you went from winning a couple games to six, and I guarantee if you talk to them, they think they're going to be much better even next year. So it's hard in this league. Change, yes. Tough, yes.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, regardless of how many wins each school is going to end up with, there's no easy games. That's the thing. There's no pushovers anymore, it seems.
Yeah. And I think that's why winning the conference last year was so impressive from my perspective, because the league was so hard. I mean, think about the fact. Go back and think about the Big 12 championship game and the razor thin margin of error and a difference between K-State and TCU as an example. I love the TCU team, man. Max Duggan was a really good player. The story with Sonny and what he did in his first year, you know, what K-State was doing, that was a lot of fun. And I guess that's what I mean when you talk about Big 12 football, because top to bottom, I think I'm going to put it up against any league. You know, I know I don't see the other leagues as much as I see the Big 12, but everybody talks about it. So I think there is certainly something to it. And, you know, I just know this, if you go and you look at the standings from last year, I don't know that you could guarantee everybody kind of staying similar. There's going to be some jumbling there and some great competition from my perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, too. I mean, everybody who likes their particular conference around the country, you're gonna beat the drum for that conference and those teams. But it's competitive. The Big 12 is competitive. And this first Big 12 matchup for the K-State Wildcats will be our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace. Saturday, September 23rd, their first Big 12 game welcoming Central Florida. That will be that'll be a lot of fun and a fun atmosphere. It's great to watch a game at Manhattan. And so many cool things with the stadium and the renovations that have been done over the years. It's a great atmosphere.
Well, it is. And I'll remind you that we sold out our season a year ago, and I think there's a real possibility that they could do it again. So it shows you how excited K-Staters are about their team. And being the defending champions, and again, talking about the potential of this club, I like the leadership of it, the coaching. I think this team, as Coach Kleiman continues to build it, is better athletically, clearly, and deeper than when they first started. So there's a ton of things you can talk about, you know, that's good within this program right now. That's pretty exciting for our fan base, for sure.
Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Would you say you're starting your 22nd year?
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Well, it's a lot better than working for a living, right? I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to work here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you always taking time for us, too. Thanks for previewing the Big 12 champs. We appreciate it.
Thanks, partner. Have a great summer, Bill.
Yeah, you too. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit TicketsForLess.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at TicketsForLess.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at Children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Central Florida comes into the conference this season as one of the four new members, a football program that has had a lot of recent success and a big pickup and addition for the conference itself. Gus Malzahn enters his third season as head coach, back-to-back nine-win seasons, and he's my guest this week. Coach, welcome. Nice to talk with you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, UCF has had success. They've always had to fight for that recognition, though. I feel like they've been overlooked at times. But now moving into a Power 5 conference, what's the excitement level around the team about coming into the Big 12 and as you move forward here?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement, not just with our team, but our fan base. And, you know, we're kind of a young, up-and-coming school. We've kind of got here in a hurry, and it's really neat to be a part of. And, you know, when I was at my old job, I always looked at this like, man, if the right guy ever got there, would stay there and build it and not look at it as a stepping stone. It could be one of the best programs really in all of college football, because I've recruited the state of Florida and know a lot about the area. And now that I've been here for 2 years, you know, I believed even more. So we're very excited about going in the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hip area. I mean, it's Orlando, it's Central Florida. And now you've got a chance to recruit there and get the Big 12 footprint in there. What did you address and how did you address the move to the conference with your players at the start of spring practice?
Yeah, this has kind of been talked about, you know, even before I got here. And when I took the job, I felt pretty strong we'd be going to the Power 5 and, you know, not much time. And so it was kind of once Terry, you know, talked with the Big 12 and we officially got it. I mean, since then, it's just been really a game changer for us in a lot of ways. Recruiting, you know, this has already been a really good, attractive place to come to. But, you know, you'd hear, okay, non-Power 5 and all that, and it would limit some of the guys we could recruit. But since the announcement, I mean, it's just been a game changer really for recruiting. For our players, our staff, our fans, and just, you know, everybody's looking forward to the future.
Central Florida head coach Gus Malzahn joining us here on Big 12 This Week. You have two new coordinators, but talk about, and we'll talk about that too, but talk about the continuity of your program, because here you are now, year three, the players that you've recruited, your standard has been established, and you've got quite a few returning lettermen from a season ago. Having that continuity, how important is that with the new move to the conference?
Yeah, I think it's real important. And, of course, this is the third class that we've handpicked as far as recruiting, and I think that's going to be a big help. You know, we do have two new coordinators, but, you know, they've been with me before. You know, Darren was with me the first year we were here when we won nine games, and we beat Florida in a bowl game. And so he'll be running our offense. And then Addison Williams has been with me since I've been here. And so I really feel very comfortable with those guys. Brian Blackman, our special teams coordinator, will be back for the third year. So a lot of continuity. And then you add that to the fact that we've recruited, handpicked these guys for 3 years. You know, that's a really good foundation going to this, you know, new league.
Talk a little bit about Addison Williams and what he'll bring in his philosophy with the defense.
Yeah, Addison, first of all, is a real, he's a really smart guy, and he's a relationship guy. He develops great relationship with players. And so, you know, I got a chance to work with him in 2019 at Auburn. He was my right-hand guy. And so we got a chance to know each other kind of a different way. And then when I got this job, he was one of the first guys that I called that I just felt like that I needed to have him be a part. And, you know, he assisted Travis Williams, which is now the defense coordinator at Arkansas, and just did a good job with that. And so there was a natural transition to move him up to defense coordinator.
And Darren Hinshaw will be calling the offensive plays. I mean, wherever he's been, his offenses have always had success.
Yeah, the thing about Darren, first of all, he's a wonderful person. He's a relationship guy, too, which I think is very important this day and time. And You know, the thing about him is he's had great success running the football with some of the offense. He's had great success throwing the football. So, you know, he's kind of hit both of those. And, of course, he's inheriting an offense that was really, really, really good offense last year. And, you know, we really brought him in just to really work on pushing the ball down the field, more explosive, passing game.
I'm going to share some of those offensive numbers with the listeners here in a moment. We're with Central Florida head coach Gus Malzahn. The Knights moving over to the Big 12 this upcoming season. When you move to a new conference, I mean, outside of Cincinnati, who you'll play the first weekend in November, there's no head-to-head video to go off of. So what challenges does that present for a coaching staff getting ready for brand-new opponents?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you go in a new league, there's some newness, but I think that's a good thing. And, you know, we've got the whole offseason to kind of look through, and plan ahead. But then we got some great opponents. You know, we got five conference games on the road, four at home, which is always a challenge. But being the new guy, you know, you kind of expect that. But, man, we're just very excited about getting the chance to play these guys.
Let's look at Central Florida's Big 12 schedule. It's part of our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less. Tickets for Less is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. After the three non-conference games with Kent State, Boise State, and Villanova, the Knights open up Big 12 play September 23rd at Big 12 champion Kansas State. I mean, Coach, you may as well jump right into it and go after the best, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, of course, I've been there before in 2014. I was at Auburn. We had one of the best teams in college football. We went there on a Thursday night and just barely got out alive. So I know exactly that's a great atmosphere. And, of course, that new coach there has done a super job too.
Your team last year ran for 228 yards per game, good for ninth in the country. K-State, they don't mind running the football either. But you talked about with Hinshaw coming in that, you wanted to push the ball more downfield. Would you like to see better efficiency in your passing game, or how do you balance? I mean, it's such a great running attack. How do you balance wanting to throw a little bit more too?
Yeah. You know, last year we were pretty good as far as efficiency and passing, you know, completions and all that, but our yards per completion was not up to par. So really that's the big thing. We need more explosive plays in the pass game. You know, the thing about it, if you're able to successfully run the ball, you know, you've got to complement that with some strong play actions. And so that's really what he's brought in to do.
First Big 12 home game the following Saturday, hosting Baylor. Did you ever match wits head-to-head when you were at Auburn with Dave Aranda at LSU?
Yeah, we've faced each other numerous times. You know, he's an outstanding coach, outstanding defensive coach. And, you know, Baylor's a very good program. So that'll, you know, we're starting it off, you know, big, going the road to Kansas State, first home game against Baylor. That's a really good 1-2 punch to play against.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go through the whole schedule here. I don't want to bore you or the listeners, but then you have road trips to Kansas and Oklahoma. So I think three of the first four games, Big 12 games, are on the road. But what adjustments do you have to make with the travel and going a little bit further? Does that really come into play at all, or something you have to consider?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime something's new, you got to consider all of the above. And we do have some longer road trips, and you just said it, three out of the four road games, you know, the start out conference. I mean, that's not ideal, but hey, we just got to deal with it. We got to have a great plan and, you know, everything that goes with that.
I mentioned the ninth in the country at running the ball too, and I was looking here in the red zone, fifth in the country, nearly 71%. Does a strong running game generally translate to better success in the red zone?
Well, you know, our philosophy is you got to be able to run the football in. And if you're able to run the football in, then you've got a chance to be a really good, you know, red zone offense. And so that usually equates.
Joining us is Gus Malzahn, head football coach of Central Florida. They'll be joining the Big 12 this year, and great to have him on the program with us. Can you tell me about this Mission 12? There's a facilities upgrade, a lot of things going on with that with the move. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, first of all, our athletic director, Terry Mahajer, is one of the best in the entire country. And he's really the main reason I'm here. He was my athletic director when I was head coach at Arkansas State in 2012. And he's just one of those visionary guys. And he's got a great plan for our facilities, which our facilities are already pretty unique and good. But he's got an unbelievable plan as far as that goes, and just everything that, not just football, but athletic department. And so he's the right guy to make this transition in the Big 12 and take us to where we need to be.
Formed an NIL partnership with the Kingdom. That's a collective made up of former Knight alums. How's that going so far, just a couple weeks in?
Yeah, you know, we're off to a good start. I mean, that's going to be a big key for any program in college football to be competitive in the NIL world. And so we're off to a good start. And, you know, if we can be competitive in the NIL world, then the future is very, very bright. And I think we're off to a good start in that area.
This just kind of popped into my head. Are you guys concerned at all because Orlando is such a destination place and a cool place to go that maybe more visiting fans may try to come in and invade the stadium because they'll want to check out Orlando and maybe make a whole trip out of it, a vacation planned around their team visiting Central Florida?
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah. There's no doubt. We'll be prepared for that. This place, Orlando's unbelievable. I mean, it's one of the best places probably in the world to live. And, you know, the great thing for us is there's no NFL teams. And so our program and our players are the NFL players, and they got great influence. And, you know, the best brands in the world are here in Orlando, too. So everything's set up. But, yeah, we definitely expected, you know, more fans to come. But that's great. You know, our bounce house stadium, it's as good as any place in the country. I think if you look at the last, you know, 6-7 years, we have one of the best home records. And college football is a great place to play and coach, and we just got to continue that.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the move, and best of luck.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Gus Malzahn, head football coach for Central Florida. Going to be fun watching them in the Big 12 this year. We'll have more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. Our look at women's athletics is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Oklahoma State's Madison Hinson-Tolchard was announced the Big 12 Women's Golf Player of the Year for the second consecutive season. And Iowa State's Carissa Chulaksorn is the first Cyclone to earn Freshman of the Year. And Oklahoma State's Greg Robertson won his second Coach of the Year title. Madison at Oklahoma State won the individual medal for the Big 12 Women's Golf Championship and posted finishes within the top 20 of the player leaderboards in 10 of 11 events. And Carissa, playing for Iowa State, is the first Cyclone to receive a Women's Golf Coaches Association First Team All-American honor and was named a co-recipient of that organization's National Freshman of the Year Award. She recorded the best program stroke average ever of 70.56. Congratulations to those two women. And Robertson coached the Cowgirls to the victory at the Big 12 Championships, their 11th overall title and second since he was named coach in 2019. That's our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We are all out of time this week. Good luck to the Texas Longhorns and TCU Horned Frogs baseball teams at Super Regionals, and good luck to the Oklahoma Sooner softball team. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.